All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And at D-Line Tax and Books, they ask you, what would you do if you received your refund today? What would you do with your money? You can call D-Line Tax and Books. We'll make sure you get the refund you deserve. Call D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, I'm going to talk today about the Green Bay Packers. And yes, it's the offseason and the NFL, but in the NFL, the season never really stops. And I bring up the Packers because they've been a little active in free agency so far. Not big name guys, but it's still a lot for the Green Bay Packers. Again, this is a team led by general manager Ted Thompson that tends to keep things close to the chest. They really rely on the draft a lot and developing their players. But I bring it up since the Packers went out in free agency and signed tight end Martellus Bennett along with defensive lineman Ricky Jean-Francois. And I bring this up because they may be moves that to some people fly under the radar, but I think these are key moves for the Green Bay Packers. You look at it on the offensive side of the ball, you bring in a guy like Martellus Bennett. Now, of course, he's never had a season where he's gained 1,000 yards receiving during his NFL career. But at the same time, I think he can be a key cog for this Packers team because throughout the majority of his NFL career, he's been an underutilized guy. You go back to the start of his NFL career with the Dallas Cowboys, and of course, he was the understudy to Jason Witten at tight end. He went to the New York Giants for one season in 2012 and had a solid impact as he had over 600 yards receiving. But then he joined the Chicago Bears for a few years. He was part of a good passing offense between himself, Jay Cutler at quarterback, and wide receivers Alshon Jeffrey and Brandon Marshall, but they simply could not get over the hump. He went to the New England Patriots last year. The initial plan by the Pats was to have a two tight end system between Bennett and Rob Gronkowski, and that changed, of course, once Rob Gronkowski was lost for the season due to an injury. But still, Martellus Bennett did play a part in the Patriots being able to win a Super Bowl. Now he's going to look to try to help another future Hall of Fame quarterback and Aaron Rodgers do the same thing. On the defensive side of the ball, you bring in a guy like Jean-Francois, who's not going to be a pass rusher, but he's going to eat up blocks and try to make things a little easier and alleviate some of the stress for those linebackers out there in Green Bay. I think these are two solid moves by Ted Thompson, and I'm going to tell you why. You look at Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers. This guy has been one of the best in the business the past few years as far as doing his thing from the quarterback position. For his career, Rodgers has a record of 90-45 in the regular season. He's a multiple-time winner of the league's MVP award. He also threw 40 touchdown passes this past season. But Rodgers is 33 years of age, and he's not getting any younger. And it's a situation, if you're the Packers, you simply don't want to waste his good years. And the reason why I bring it up is this. Each of the last 8 years have seen Green Bay make the playoffs. They've only been able to win one Super Bowl championship. And the Packers, you look at them every single time when they get to the playoffs, it's like, man, if they just had this, they could have gotten over the hump. If they just had a solution at this position, they'd be able to get over the hump. And I think part of their issue over the past few years has been the tight end position. Of course, you know, we saw the injury to JerMichael Finley that prematurely ended his career. And unfortunately for Green Bay, they were never able to replace him. So I think a guy like Bennett definitely is going to have an impact for the Packers in the upcoming season. I don't think Green Bay is done. I mean, you hear rumors about this being a potential landing spot for veteran running back Adrian Peterson. Of course, Peterson is currently unsigned right now because teams are scared off due to his asking price. I think his price will come down the closer that we get to training camp, but I still see Green Bay as a logical fit for him. Why? The Packers were 20th in the National Football League in rushing last year, and that simply is not going to cut it. Their leading rusher in 2016 was Tyler Montgomery, who was a wide receiver, and he only totaled 457 yards on the ground. That's not going to do it. You look at Aaron Rodgers, he has plenty of stroke in that Packers front office, and if he wants a guy in there, he's going to go out of his way to make sure that deal becomes possible. Like I said before, Green Bay is not an organization that historically likes to dip in the free agency that often, but typically when they do, they make it work. We go back to the Reggie White signing many years ago, and that helped propel the Packers to becoming not only a playoff team, but also an eventual Super Bowl champion. White signing also paved the way for other key veterans such as Keith Jackson, along with Sean Jones, who came in and had big impacts on that Packers team that won the Super Bowl in 1996. We cannot overlook the impact that one Charles Woodson had when he joined the Green Bay Packers, as he was the NFL's Defensive Player of the Year once, on top of being a big motivator and a big inspirational point to Green Bay winning the Super Bowl in 2010. So I think these are moves that cannot be overlooked by one Ted Thompson. Of course, he still has the NFL draft ahead of him, and already you're looking at the 2017 NFL season, and you're seeing that the Packers are a team to be reckoned with. So folks, that is going to do it. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single A affiliate of the New York Mets, and you can check out all of the fun and excitement this June at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. on the West Coast, as I will be breaking down the upcoming Major League Baseball season in the National League. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.